The next question is like, what sort of thing that happened in the past that drove you to work for UFC?
Yeah, well, this is interesting. I was a professional singer, but then I decided to like, okay, my professional singer, it will be my second job, but then I will work, like, dedicate myself for the youth movement, because I'm involving myself in the youth activities since I was 15. So at the time I started my own initiative, I asked my friend to join me. It was about like post-conflict reconciliation. So we tried to conduct a small movement. I was 15, together with my school friends. There was a like it was a riot between the ethnic groups in my country, and then some of them were like become refugees and moved to our hometown. That's the point where I just like turning myself, like I'm looking at these children on my age. I was so touched. I mean, they couldn't do anything, they still live in trauma and they still live in the refugee camp. Thank you. It was crazy. I was like, okay guys, we gotta do something for this. Like, and then we start the initiative called, we call it in Indonesia, Generasi Sosial. There was, this is Disa, my friends from Indonesia.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
So, yeah. Sorry? Oh yeah. So, yeah, there was the moment where I just like, really dedicate myself into the youth organization or youth movement or youth activities.
What kind of change did you see after you've engaged in youth activities, helping others to realize their dream, see closer to their dreams?
Yes. What is clearly I can see that actually youth are the frontliners who drive change, who really drive change, even in our country and in many countries. I believe that the young generation are actually the one who really stand in front, like in the frontliner. But the thing is, many of them are not really engaged with these activities. Maybe they have like apathetical things, or maybe skeptical, or maybe they just don't care. In my opinion, it's not that they don't care or they just skeptic. It's just they don't know how to trust, they don't know how to address their voice, and they know how to act. So the thing is, we as the youth who are already involved, we have to be the peers of our friends. Like maybe we can share together, we can like inspire them, we can ask them to engage them to join our activities, and that will be more effective. Otherwise the older generation will point like, you have to involve. No, it doesn't work. Peers are more working, more effective.
So there are many complaints from young people, of course, that their voices are not heard by policymakers.
Right.
So what's your take on this? Like, how to get them to listen to us and to really put our recommendations into action?
Exactly. I'm really glad that this year the point of youth involvement in political will be one of the highlights of the forum. I really like that. I mean, even in my country, I don't say that our government didn't listen to our voice. They do listen. But then the point of listening to what level, that's the most important. I mean, did they really bring it into the, how to say, to the policy that they make? Is it like supporting the youth or really on the youth side or not? That's the point. So what I'm going to do is hopefully from this youth forum, we can like agree all of the participants here to at least make a strong appointment that the government should make, like, this is my recommendation, actually, my personal recommendation. Between the government and the parliamentary, it has to be like a annual hearing session with the youth representatives, so that the youth can really express what they want, what they need. And it has to be like really youth who sit there, like from all elements of the youth organization, those who are vulnerable, those who are aside, those who are like living in poverty in a remote area, those who are living with disabilities, they all have to be heard.
Thanks very much for that. I was listening to this woman from Africa, your colleague, one of the youth delegates from
Sylvia?
Yeah. She said that many youth in Africa, maybe in Asia too, think that they cannot start without money, without support,
right,
without material. What's your take on this? Do we need to have money or material first before we start something like that?
Here's the thing. I guess money is one of the factor that maybe can drive youth movement, but the way ideas can drive the change is higher than the money. Because like, if you started your own initiative and it brings a positive impact, start from the small grassroots level and then it becomes bigger and recognized, the money will come. The money will come. I believe that. I've been that way. I mean, when I was 15, I just like, we started without money. Like, it's only like 7 of us, students of the junior high school, who just want to arrange like this very easy activities to our peers who are that way. We don't have money. We just go to the refugee camp and we do some activities. But then, because we do it intensively and there's a result of that, like people trying to pay attention, and then this like, people there, oh, that's a good initiative, I will support you with this one. I mean, as long as we can show them, we can prove them, this is a good initiative that will bring positive impacts to society, I do believe money will come. So, from my grandparents, my mother, my father, my sister, my brothers, most of them are teachers. Even me, I was a lecturer assistant in my college. So they're really supportive. My friends, they're really supportive. It's just like a little bit, maybe from the entertainer community, they just like sometimes look at me like a little bit weird. It's like, why you just don't want to run as the, I don't know, pop stars or whatever this. But then I decided, no, it's different. It's not my dream. Become a superstar is not my dream. My dream is to do something with this talent. I mean, God maybe blessed me like with this voice, but I'm not singing for money only. No, not for that. I can do bigger than that.